This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
So if you guys didn't know, I live in Orlando, Florida, okay? Mm. I'm putting out my location like that. Orlando, right. Florida, United States of America. It's quite a big city, I'm not going to lie. It's a very, like, widespread city. Like, there's lots of different neighborhoods, but they're all, like, mad far from each other. But, you know, all in all, it's really not that big in the sense of, like, where to go. Or, like, who you're gonna see. Like, there's only, like, a handful of places to go in the city. So, you know, last weekend, I went to this, like, little, like, super, like, grungy lounge called Lil Indie. Shout out Lil Indies. Mills 50 Orlando, Florida. It's like hipster aesthetic. You know, I'm not talking about, like basic, like, white girl Starbucks hipster. I'm talking about, like, these are, like, some real deal hipsters. Like, there's, like, levels to the hipsterism, right? These hipsters are, like, you know, sitting outside, smoking cigarettes, drinking PBRs, and just listening to some 1975. Just vibes. These are the vibes, right? Half-broken tables, chairs with three legs. Those are the vibes.
I like the picture that you're painting.
So I'm at this spot. My boy Wes, shout out Wes, is DJing. So I'm chilling, right, bobbing my head, you know, vibing. I'm in the vibing zone, right? And I look to my right. I see this girl looking at me. And so I look away, and then I see from the corner of my eye she's continuing to look at me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to look again. But then this girl, like, comes up to me. I see her coming up to me. I'm like, ah, here we go. And she's with, like, three of her friends. And these are the exact words from her mouth. She goes, "Do you have a podcast?" And I'm like, "Ah." She's like, and before I say anything, he goes, "With your girlfriend, right?" And I'm like, "Ah." And the crazy part is, like, I ran into podcast listeners before, but I really need you guys to understand, like, out of the whole circumference square footage area of the entire world, of just Orlando, Florida, I swear to God, this is the last place I would have ever expected to meet one of y'all. I'm be honest. Right. There were, like, four, like, 19-year-old brown girls. I'm like, first thing I said, I was like, what are you doing here? Like, this is, like, I should not be here. I'm here to support my friend.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
What am I doing here, first of all? Second of all, what are they doing here? And I was just so caught off guard. I was, like, stumbling on my way. I was like, this is like, imagine running to some podcast supporters on goddamn Mars, on a spaceship to Mars. It's like, out of anywhere in the world. And then, of course, the second thing she says is, "I love your girlfriend." I love mom. She's great. And I was just so, like, so flabbergasted for, like, the entirety of the night. I was trying to have a good time. But if y'all are listening right now,
that ruined his whole night.
Like, thanks for saying what's up, but I've been, like, shook. Oh, the last thing they said was like, oh, I'm, like, already walked away, like, conversation's finished, and then I just hear, like, one of the other friends goes, "Oh, we like you too." All right. Literally, I would have been better without that, you know? You didn't have to lie to my face like that. It was like they waited for me, and they're like, "Oh, wait, we forgot to tell him, like, he's cool too." So shout out to y'all.
Welcome back to our podcast called Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I am Mahua.
And I'm Mashnoon.
So we didn't mention it, but make sure to rate and review us at Difficult Dish.
Difficult Dish.
On our Apple and Spotify. If you don't do it, I don't know what's going on. Like, honestly, after that Apple podcast little feature that we got for API
month.
We
got a lot of new friends. We got a lot of new friends. If you're a new friend, shout out to you. Follow us on Instagram. Say,
we got a lot of new difficulters.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Shout out to y'all.
You know the drill by now. By the end of this episode, if you listen all the way that far, you know that there's an emoji that we make you guys comment on our Friday post. Mm. And a lot of you guys have been catching on. But you won't know this week's emoji until you listen all the way to the end. So make sure you
or
listen.
It might be like three quarters.
Oh, you know, we don't know. A little surprise.
Drop it anytime. Right. Drop it anytime. It doesn't matter. But if you know, you know.
Right.
What are we talking about today?
All right. So it's officially grad season, right? Happy graduation to everyone that's graduating.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Did you know that's where like the word comes from? Like now you know. Like congratulations.
Who said that?
Whatever. No, it's okay. Who? Me, George Washington. So today we're going to talk about life post-grad or life, you know, coming towards graduation. Whether it's, you know, high school, college. If you're graduating middle school, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. Like, go.
They just graduated kindergarten.
Like, go to bed. Like, go to bed. It's like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But graduation, man. Graduation is a really big deal. I think it's a big deal for a lot of people. Then there's like, you know, the people that are like, I don't even care. Especially like people graduating college who like don't care about their college graduation. I don't know why you're so nonchalant about graduating college. That's like,
it's a big deal like, for a lot of people.
That's such a, I don't know, whatever. We saw those Smarticle Particles. Yeah, only a 7.5 GPA. So,
7.5 out of 4. We graduated around this time last year. I graduated last June. Mishun graduated last August. So it's been about a year for both of us. And we definitely felt like a wave of different emotions once we did graduate. We thought that was like the highest point in our lives. We didn't think that we could like outdo ourselves after graduation. Mm-hmm. We literally thought it would go downhill from there. We had months of post-grad blues, just a lot of uncertainty, a lot of laziness. And we've just been through it. And I'm sure a lot of people also graduating now or they are going to soon, they probably are feeling similar. And it's just so important to, you know, hear advice that me and Mishun didn't hear when we were at that point in our lives. And we just want to make things a little bit more smoother and, you know, better for you guys. Because honestly, that point after graduation, it really sucks for the most part. Unless you're like thriving a lot. But we just want to help you guys through it. So whether it's you graduating from kindergarten, middle school, high school, college, post-grad, doctorate, whatever it is, you know, this is for everyone and anyone, you know. So we wanted to structure this episode based on, you know, the responses that we got on our Instagram story. It's at
Difficult-ish.
So we asked you guys, you know, what advice do you want on post-grad life? What do you need help with? And we got a lot of questions and needed help on like burnout, just career advice, how to make friends, things like that. So the way we wanted to structure this episode, just because there are so many different things to talk about post-grad life, we wanted to structure this first by talking about, you know, the uncertainty with jobs and the uncertainty with just like your career and future in general after graduation, right? What am I missing from the first part?
Not really knowing what to do after you graduate, whether it's going straight to getting a job, whether it's wanting to go to grad school, or whether it's just not doing anything and just taking a break and just spending time trying to figure out what you actually want to do. I think that's what a majority of people face after they graduate.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll get more into that.
Yeah.
But apart from that, we're also going to talk about, you know, how to make friends, a big thing, how to make friends in school, outside of school. We got a lot to say about that too. And number three is just what to do or how to, you know, go about pivoting careers or pivoting what you want to do in life, or you know, saying you accomplish something but then you accomplish it and you realize that you want to do something completely different and just like not knowing how to correctly get into like your new thing without feeling ashamed or guilty about yourself. You know,
so this is gonna be a jam-packed episode. You know, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of different topics all under the umbrella of just like uncertainty and post-grad life. So, you know, let's get into it, you know?
Let's get into it. You want to quickly skim over what, you know, like post-high school looked like for you? Like, you remember that time?
High school? God.
Like that high school summer. You remember what that summer was like? Like, were you excited?
That 2016 like... summer. You know the 2016 summer.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about, you know, that 2016, like Rihanna, Drake summer. Yeah. It was a nice summer where I felt the most free, I think.
Hmm.
Anyway, so before I entered college, right, I was very uncertain with what I wanted to major in, first of all. You know, my parents were telling me to be a doctor, did not want to be a doctor. I also wanted to do art, knew I couldn't pursue art in college. So it's like, I felt like I only had those 2 months of just like deciding what my whole future was going to be like, you know? And even when I did get accepted into the college that I was going to, I'm pretty sure I went in with a nursing degree in mind. So when I got accepted, I got accepted into the nursing program. So in my first semester of college, I was doing nursing and I was taking all those classes and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So I dropped that major and I started doing something else. So, you know, needless to say, I just had a lot of uncertainty, and like, a lot of people think that they're going to have their whole life figured out at age 17 or 18. They're like, yeah, in the next 4 years of college, I'm going to do this and this. And then this is how my next 5-year plan is going to be. And this is my job. This is how my life is going to be for the rest of my life. If you have that figured out, great. That's amazing. A lot of people don't have it figured out, though. And that's also okay, because, you know, in the 4 years that you're in college, age 18 to 21 or 18 to 22, whatever it is, whenever you graduate, you're still a child, you know? That's like your first time experiencing life. Even when you graduate college or high school or whatever, that's also your first time experiencing that transition in your life, you know? So when I graduated college, I went right into my master's, right? I didn't take a break. I think I had like a month or two break. And I was just like, okay, I gotta go, go, go. I just never experienced life without school. The first time I did experience life without schooling was when I graduated from grad school last year. So this is my first like 11 months without school, and it's such a crazy feeling. And that's why so many people go into like a spiral feeling after graduating, because they're like, oh my god, how am I gonna have structure in my life without school, like friends and all the stability around me? But honestly, it's just a transition that you have to get used to, you know? You do not have to have your life figured out at such a young age. Yeah. What was your life like?
I mean, after high school, like, I don't even remember what after high school was like. I think I was, I was going through a weird time in life, like, at that time. So, whatever was going on in my head, I think that just goes to show you, you know, if we have any high school grads that are listening or any, like, slightly past high school, odds are you're really not going to care for or remember what that time your life was like. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're stressing about not knowing what to major in college, not like stressing about not knowing if you'll get a job in a couple years, I promise you, like, the time like after high school is honestly, in my opinion, kind of insignificant, because like you said, like, you're still a kid, and a lot of the decisions you're making, you're like slowly getting into adulthood, and as long as you enter adulthood properly, your life will be okay. But I think at that time, it's just like people stress about so much, when you realize when you get older, there's just much more important things to stress out about. I remember I went to community college. I got just like a general business administration degree, because I also had no idea what I was gonna do. My mom wanted me to do one thing. I had no interest. I'm here trying to do something else. I'm here just trying to like make something work. I was always into business. I was always interested in like finances and entrepreneurship. And I just figured surrounding myself in classes and with peers who also have the same interests would guide me towards kind of a right direction. Long story short, I went to UCF and I got my degree in business as well. And not much use out of it, I'll be honest.
You know, so crazy. I saw like this really complicated math problem the other day, like an Instagram post. And I was like, I used to do that in high school, just like in trigonometry. And I've never used that in my life.
I had that same thought maybe like a week ago. I was eating some eggs and turkey bacon in the morning. I don't know why I started thinking about that. I was thinking about like, man, like, what would I, like, why do I still have like the quadratic formula memorized? Like, right. there's so many things that, like, I don't know. I complained about the education. Like, I remember when we first started the podcast, I wanted to like rant about how much I hate the education system so bad. I think it's literally our second episode.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like, we got to start a podcast. First thing we got to talk about is why like I hate school so much. But yeah, I got this degree. Haven't really done much with it. Not only have I not done much with it, I don't remember a good 99.5% about what I learned in my undergrad, in my college years that I spent tens of thousands of dollars for out of pocket to get this degree.
Wow, that was personal.
For real. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. I just, as like a reminder, I work like a tech job that I got with zero help from school. I'll say that again. I got a really good job that I got with zero help from school, not from colleagues, not from peers, classmates, teachers, internships, degree, whatever. So that's one thing I want to make clear. Life can be completely fine if you don't get, like, if you're in college and you get your degree. And like, please don't think that like just because you didn't get anything else out of college that life is going to be hard, because it's not. I'm here to tell you that it really is not. So I got that job and I pursue everything that I find fun and passionate on the side. And that's kind of how I enjoy it. You know, we can talk more about, you know, how we balance like what we love and like wanting to make a living off of it, you know, because I know that that's kind of what realm you're in. After graduate school, you know, you didn't go into getting a job, you just wanted to pursue what you love full time. So you want to talk about that?
After I got my master's, the expected route for me was to become a teacher, which, you know, I still can do. But I, you know, made the difficult decision of going full time as a artist, as a creative, as a business owner, and just put all of my, you know, full attention to that instead of working like a, you know, the teacher hours. And it definitely is a privilege, because a lot of people are forced into the job market right after graduation because they have to make that money for themselves and for their family. And I definitely struggled with that as well. But for me, it was more important to, you know, make use of my, you know, early 20s and just do what I love and invest into myself and into my business instead of pursuing a job that I also love, you know, with my master's, but just not having as much time as I would want for my creative side.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on who the person is and what their situation is like. But for me, it was just really important to, you know, pursue the creative route, you know?
So like you guys can see, we both have very different paths after graduation. So what type of advice do you have for somebody who doesn't know what they want to do after graduation? You know, I'm little Abdullah, straight out of college graduation.
I got my little economics. Why do you always go for the name Abdullah?
I got my little economics degree.
You know why
degree.
He keeps bringing up Abdullah? It's because we saw the other day a little boy coming home from school, and his name was little Abdullah, and he had a little backpack on, and then we like fell in love with this like name and boy.
Like, I only saw him for like 5 seconds, but like he was crossing the street, and like the crossing lady, she was also Bengali. She like pat him on the head. You know, you can tell that like the lady sees Abdullah every day, right. And like, you know, this day it was a little warmer, so like he was just in like a t-shirt and shorts, and he just seemed happy.
Yeah.
So if you know you're a little Abdullah, you know, straight out of college, you got your little economics degree, and you don't know what to do. You don't know. Like, you don't know. You don't. Do you want to get a job? Do you want to do nothing? Do you want to go back to school? Waste those precious thousands of dollars on our crooked education system? What do you do? What do I do? I'm Abdullah. What do I do?
Now I'm speaking to Abdullah. Mashuda's gone. Now it's Abdullah's time. All right. Well, if I were in that position, I think the first thing I would do is just feel the emotions of being a recently graduate, right? Just understand that that is a very big moment, a very proud moment. and that you will have more proud moments in the future. That is not the peak of your life, you know? Second off, I would do some research on the different types of jobs there are that you can pursue with your degree. Because usually, you know, if we're doing an engineering degree, we just assume that the only job we can have is to become an engineer. If we go into the medical route or the health route, we assume that the only route we can go in for a career is a doctor or a nurse or something like that, when there are so many fields and jobs outside of that. So I would do some research on the different things that you can pursue with that degree. And then if you do want to go back to school, I wouldn't just start applying right after graduation. I would start by actually seeing if there's a cheaper alternative where you can take maybe like a boot camp, where you can take like a shorter duration for a class or something, an online class, something that might not require you to spend that much money and time. But first and foremost, I think it's really important to give yourself a break. Understand that post-grad depression or blues or, you know, having this uncertain feeling and just not being so put together is normal. And just accept that and just like give yourself time to just relax and take it in. Like something that I wish I did after graduation was just like travel and have free time to explore my hobbies and passions outside of school. Because I think sometimes when we're in school and we're in that, you know, period of our lives for 20 plus years, we just get so wrapped up in academics and we don't have as much time for ourselves and what we actually like. So this is just the time to explore. And, you know, you can obviously get a job after graduation, but that doesn't mean that that job or that degree that you get has to be your full time forever. You know, there are so many people that choose to change up their career and their get another degree in something completely different, which is fine. You know, you should pursue something that you actually like doing, instead of just wasting 40 years of your life working at a job that you hate, you know? A lot of people are so scared because they're like, oh my God, I spent so much time and money on this and blah, blah, blah. Which is, you know, a good thing to think about, and that's also important. But, you know, there's no point in continuously working at something that you don't enjoy and it's just going to bring you, like, sadness throughout your whole life, you know? So it's better to just cut it off early and just to catch it early.
I think, look, this is how I've kind of gone about life. Your life starts after you graduate college.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are going to college. That's when your life starts. Your life hasn't started like while you're in college. I don't care if you're working a little part-time job. I don't care if you're working a full-time job. Your life does not actually start until you have the burden of college and education off of your shoulders. If you want to go to grad school, that's different. I'm talking about undergrad. Once you get an undergrad degree, for people that are going to college, your life begins when you get out of school, because school takes up so much of your time. Some you realize, some you don't realize how much more time you will have in the world to be alive after you graduate school, because in transit time, study time, every single thing, amount of energy that's given to school, you have no idea how much it is. So, firstly, understand that your life begins after college graduation. At least it did for me. Also, fully believe and fully understand that you will do nothing for a couple months. A majority of people will feel the need to do absolutely nothing for like 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. However long it is.
How long did it take you to get you out of burnout and like post-grad blues?
After graduation, I had no care about anything but like traveling and like living life for a good like 6 months, 6 to 7 months. And that's a little bit on the longer side. I know people that have gotten out of it after a month. I know people that went straight into grad school like you. And I know some people that are still struggling to find a job after they graduate. So of course you could be anywhere on the spectrum, but fully understand that you will get lazy for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But go into your lazy stage like knowing that you are meant to get out of it and you need to get out of it as soon as possible. Obviously, satisfy yourself and fulfill yourself and do whatever it is that you want to do. not do, need. Like you were saying, traveling, exploring, finding yourself. That's not something that you should do after graduation. That's something that you have to do after graduation. This is all stuff that I really cannot even, like, it takes more than a podcast episode for me to explain, like, what traveling has done to me, how traveling has changed me and my perspective on the world, in how it's made me more driven and passionate and just a better human. Traveling is absolutely necessary. It doesn't have to be traveling to a brand new country. Just spend time and explore and do new things. Please, this is absolutely vital before getting into the next stage of your life. You know, before mm-hmm. working, before worrying about anything career related, work related, you need to get your mind right. You need to feel like you are up with the times. I know so many people that they graduate college and they graduate college just like blank slates, who have not done anything in life, but and have like in like not in a harsh way, but like they don't have much to offer other than like a high GPA and a college degree, which is amazing. But to be successful in the world, you need to be able to offer more than that. Okay, you need to be able to offer things that you've learned in your life apart from anything STEM related. Okay, so please take my advice is, you know, take some time off, but be useful and be intentional with that time off. You are gonna love having that time off because you've never had that time off. And you're going to not have any schoolwork, so you're going to have no idea what to do. But transition the energy that you would put into school into putting into yourself. Mm-hmm. I've spent the last couple months doing a lot of self-work. I've been reading a lot. I've been trying to understand why my emotions operate in certain ways. And these are things that you don't have the time to do when you're just always working, always studying. You don't have the time to understand yourself. You know, you are just like a growing human, but once you have the time to understand what path you've taken in your growth, it just helps you more and more into your mid, into your late 20s, you know? So my advice is please take a break. If you're looking to get into grad school, you have a little bit of a break, please use this free time that you have intentionally, because it's very, very meaningful. And this stage in your life is very, very, very important for you not to go make $1 million, but to just have a very good understanding of yourself and have a good understanding of what you can realistically accomplish in your life and just mm-hmm. be as goal driven as possible.
Yeah, like during this time, it's inevitable that you're going to be bored. You're going to be, you know, just you don't know what to do with the time that you have and the lack of structure. But reframe your thinking and just be like, oh my God, I have so much time to just learn about myself, figure out different hobbies, you know, get out of my comfort zone, just go out of my way to make new friends in different settings and just learn new things about myself that I can pursue in the future and just, you know, just have lifelong habits that I can have now, you know, that I can start at an early age. So don't just like fall into the trap of boredom and depression for so long where you're just sucked in, because you can do something so like fulfilling with the time that you have now and just make use of it, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say to someone that feels like they need to get a job ASAP after graduation, but they feel burnt out?
I think one thing that nobody tells you in life, this is something that I wish I said earlier, your whole academic career, you are taught, and that this idea is driven in your head, that you graduate college and life is going to be miraculous and it's going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
And everything is going to make sense.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And, you know, a job will reach out to you. Oh my gosh, Abdullah, we would love to. We would love to hire you. You think a job is gonna come knocking on your door? Abdullah, please be our senior accountant. We will pay you $1 gajillion. Like, I feel like that. I feel like this is what was taught to me throughout life. Right. Like in high school, they're like, go to college. And then throughout college, they're like, graduate. You're gonna do great. You're gonna go. Then you graduate and you realize that like life is the same. Life is the same. It's just like they just took out school. Does that make sense? It's like everything that you are living in your college days, like you graduate and you realize that like life goes on as normal. There is nobody that is like nobody's coming to knocking on your door, giving you a job. Nobody is knocking on your door and saying, "Oh, you're 23, time to do this." Nobody is doing. Your parents are, okay? Your parents are telling you to do this and that, but it's your life. They don't really they're not going to fully understand where you are in your life. So please remember that life is not sunshine and rainbows after you graduate school. Just because you graduate does not mean everything else going on in your life ends, okay? Life continues on as normal, okay? So if you like are waiting to graduate to get a job and you like are 3 months before you're graduating, or I mean at this point y'all are graduated, whatever, but like anybody that's like graduating next year, whatever, make sure to have things lined up. Do not wait until you graduate to be like, all right, time to figure out what I'm do for the rest of my life. Please don't wait for that day, because you will be so overwhelmed and you will be so stressed out once everything starts hitting you at the same time, that like you don't have a job, you don't know what to do, nobody's offering you anything, nobody's like messaging you on LinkedIn, like nothing is going on. You will be very, very overwhelmed if you wait until you graduate to get stuff done. Okay, work on getting a job. Like don't start working at the job, obviously, but make the movement throughout your whole academic career. Get your mind right throughout the whole academic career to where you're not given the opportunity to just sit down and just like be sad at the fact that you don't have anything going on, you know? Mm-hmm. So let, you know, you were saying that like somebody who has to get a job after you graduate. One more important thing I want to say, I'll say it real quick. And you kind of touched on this earlier. I majored in business. And I had a bunch of, you know, financial classes, accounting classes. A lot of these classes teach you about, you know, retirement funds and 401ks and all this stuff. And, you know, there was this like one, there was this one question on like my final exam that I'll remember, because like I giggled when I read it. It was like, oh, David makes $50,000 a year. If he makes $50,000 a year for the next 40 years and invests 10% of his yearly salary into a 401k, how much will he have when he's 65 years old? And the answer was like $1.2 million, which sounds great, but it's the fact that like this question was worded as like David making $50,000 for the rest of his year, for the rest of his life. $50,000 for 40, like I read that and I was like, this cannot be how to live life, you know? And I say that to say, it's like throughout all of our academic career, we are taught in college that like you make a yearly salary, you do this, you do that, blah, blah, blah. And then you got $1 million when you retire. I'll be honest. None of us care about how much money we're going to have when we're 65. Okay. Maybe you should have a little bit of care, but for the most part, none of you guys care about having $1 million when you're 65. You want to worry about how to make things good now, okay? I'm not telling you guys to get $1 million right now, but don't be so invested on like, oh my God, I got to get the perfect job right outside of college. I'll be honest, nobody gets the perfect job outside of college, okay? Everybody works year to year to year and things change. You know, where I was a year ago, I would not know. I wouldn't think I would be here a year later. You know, like the job I have now, I do not want this job in a year. You know, the job I have next year, I hope I don't have that job in 2 to 3 years, okay? Because, like, these are the times where, like, you have to keep testing yourself. You have to keep experimenting. And you will eventually fall into what it is that you like. My sister's turning 29, and she's, like, now kind of starting to get into what she likes. Does that make sense? Like, I know people that are in their 30s that are like now kind of trying to figure, now are like kind of like, oh, like I like this, I can stay with this. You are not gonna know what you want to stay with when you're 22, when you're 23. I'm promising you guys, okay? If you like people that are in the medical field, that's another story. I can't speak on that. But if you're in engineering, if you're in business, if you're in something creative, you have no idea, okay? Please do not think that you need to figure it out at 22. You won't.
Think about it like this. A lot of people are telling you what you should be doing. They're the ones giving you structure while you're in school up until you're in college and post-grad. And then once you graduate, you're kind of, you know, treated as an adult. You're expected to get a job. You're expected to just figure things out on your own. And it's already such a big transition after leaving school for the first time and just being in this real quote-unquote world. But, you know, this is your first time being an adult. This is your first time being in the real world and just being in the job field. And this is your first time, like, doing life, you know? It's like a lot, it kind of like compared to this analogy where, like, a lot of us growing up, we see our parents as just parents, and we see them as like perfect individuals. We see them as like, you know, no wrongdoers. But as we get older, we see them as like actual humans, and we see that this is also their first time being parents, and that's why they've made mistakes. So the same analogy is for us. When we graduate, we can't be expected to just have everything figured out. We can't be expected to just get a $5 million job right after graduation and have just like a perfect life, because, you know, we're learning so many things about ourselves right after graduation. We're going through this huge transition, and we should have that grace period where we're allowed to experiment and just, you know, work our way up and just learn about ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've talked about job uncertainty and, you know, not wanting to pursue school right after finishing school and this and that, how do we navigate friendships after college? Because a lot of people, you know, they move away from their friends, they're not living in the same dorm anymore, and they have to just be in the real world with real friends. How do we make friends and maintain old friendships?
I mean, look, I'm going to give you guys very, like, niche advice, very biased advice, because a little background, I don't have any friends from school, okay? I went to college for 6 years. Ask me to name one friend I've made in my time in college.
It's true.
I swear to God, I can't name one, okay? I think, like, if I'm being honest, I think I follow one person on Instagram. Like, one person in 6 years I follow them on Instagram. And we don't talk. So I don't have a bunch of friends right now, but any friend I do have, I met, like, in my city, outside, like, zero relationship to my university. So, look, you guys hear me preach about this every single episode. Just go to a coffee shop, okay? Just go to a coffee shop, talk to the barista a little bit, see what people are going often, and just make little comments here and there, okay? Befriending somebody in your, and it depends on what city you're in. If you're in goddamn, like Albania, Alabama, like some random city, I got nothing for you, okay?
Right.
Go to the local ranch and try to
the ranch.
I don't know where y'all live, but if you live in a city, if you live in a place that you know that there's a lot of brown people, just go to these spots and just like, I'm not telling you to go up and start talking to somebody, but like, make yourself a familiar face in certain places in the city, and I promise after some point people will start saying more than just like hi. And it's really, and I don't think it's like extroverted advice. It's really not. I'm not a super extrovert. Like, it's just like, make yourself comfortable in a place. And I think making friends can be a lot easier than a lot of people realize. I think people are super fixated on it being difficult because all they've known is school, and all they've known is sitting next to the same classmate every single day, and it just becomes easy to talk to them. Same kind of concept, but now you're just like at a coffee shop, and like, you're using your laptop next to somebody that's using a laptop. Like, that's very tangible advice that is honestly how I've made all of my friends. Mine is more specific. I like worked in coffee shops, so it was easier then. But just go out, and if you live in a city that you know that there's a lot of brown people, I promise it's a lot easier than you may think.
I mean, I think we have episodes on just how to make friends in the community. And, you know, obviously social media is a great tool to make new friends and maintain old friendships. But something that's also very important to maintain friendships, just because you leave college and you're not in the same, like, atmosphere as them anymore as much, doesn't mean you just, like, discard friendships. Like, if you had high school and college friends, like, keep them, you know, if you're growing with them. Like, don't just, like, all right, school's over, that means we're not friends anymore, we don't have to talk anymore. As an adult, now that you've graduated, it's important for you to also make initiative and not just expect to be friends with people just, like, out of convenience, just because you're in the same class as them, just because you see them every day. If you truly like them as a friend, make the effort to contact them. It doesn't have to be every day. That's fine. You can contact them maybe once a month, once every 2 months. And, like, the real genuine friendships are able to withstand that. They're able to, you know, last. And you don't have to talk every day to maintain friendships with them. So, you know, this varies. Obviously, if the friend lives in another state or another country, it's a little bit harder. But you can still stay in contact with them. You can still FaceTime them. You can still, you know, make adult friend dates and just, like, hang out every month and a half or just check in with one another, you know? And it doesn't have to be as complicated. Just because you don't see them every single day in class anymore, that doesn't mean that your friendship is over, you know? Just keep it going, but you just have to really put in the effort.
Yeah.
You know, if 16-year-old self saw you right now, what would he say?
I'm about to start crying if I answer that. He'd be a proud boy. Well, that's a bad word. That's not a good word to use.
You know what? Would he be proud of, like?
Do all you the not socks, know what?
All the socks that you bought today.
Yo, today I bought a new pack of. I don't even know how. I think it was on sale. Like, I looked on Amazon. I just looked up white socks and I saw a pack. And it's a big pack that came in. So I feel like it's like 10 pairs of socks. It was only like $9. But he'd be proud of me. I got a lot more socks than I did back then. Got a lot more shoes. I'm looking to sell some shoes.
You used to steal socks back in the day. Now you can buy them.
We don't put that on the internet. Okay, we keep it halal on here.
Right.
Like I used to put in that work. Okay, no better way to say it. Yeah, he'd be proud of me, man. I think back you know, when I was 16, when I was 18, when I was 19, whatever age it was growing up, and I think about how they would feel, and I think they'd be pretty happy. They'd be upset that, you know, I still eat a lot of, like, Sun Chips and stuff, and probably don't, like, diet as much as I should. But, like, career-wise and, like, academic-wise and financially-wise, I'm doing all right. You know,
you can't take the boy away from the Sun Chips. You can't take the Sun Chips out of the boy.
I need you to think about what you just said and ask yourself, did it make sense? I'll ask you. Think about what you said. Did that make sense? You can't take the Sun Chips out of the boy.
It did.
Okay. What about you? If you had 16-year-old, you know, Mohua.
Yeah. Thinking back, she'd be like, damn. Mohua. Damn. Yeah. She's an artist, huh? She's living her creative dreams, you know, at the end of the day, in the present, a lot of us may feel like we're struggling, we don't have it together, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but in reality, our past and future self is looking back at our current self, or looking into our current self, and we're like, wow, she's really doing it, they're really doing it. You know, and they're proud.
Yeah. At any point you are in your life, man, like you're gonna look back and you're just gonna be, you're gonna be like astonished at how much can change in like a couple years. Like, think about 5 years ago, we were 19. That's only 5 years. Like, and the number 5 is a small number. I'm thinking about when I was 19. God knows what I was doing. I was just eating Fruit Loops in the morning with $25 in my bank account. Just like doing God knows what, you know. Yeah. And now what am I doing? Still eating Fruit Loops, but I got more than $25. Okay.
Right.
Got 30.
Some things don't change.
No. You want to move on to the questions now?
Yeah, so as you guys know, we end off our episodes with advice and questions and things like that. But, you know, this whole episode was just advice. But you know what we did get? We also asked you guys, what is some crucial advice that you learned that might be helpful for some of our listeners? And so we got a few, and I think it'd be great and very fitting to say it out loud, you know? So as you guys know, you can follow us at Difficult Dish on Instagram, at Difficult Dish Podcast on TikTok, where you can also,
Instagram,
you know, participate
anywhere.
So someone said, post-grad life is daunting, but now you're in control of your time and decisions.
You are.
That's a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a good outlook on life because a lot of people are like, oh my God, there's no structure. There's no more schedule to like keep me in check. But really, at it's the other end of the stick, to really make it more positive and to really motivate yourself, you're in control of your own life now. You know, you can do whatever you like.
You know what Uncle Sam from Spider-Man said? With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. And now's the time to be responsible, to be intentional. Whatever you do, make it make sense.
That was a good Spider-Man
Even if you still, you know, make mistakes. You're always going to make mistakes. Mistakes are normal. You know, #normalize mistakes.
#normalize failure.
Yeah. You know, I am where I am today because I made a lot of silly mistakes in life. Mo made a lot of silly mistakes in life. You know, a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, we could get to naming.
We could make a whole episode on that. All right. But that moves me to my next point, which is on the same realm. Failure is the greatest teacher.
Yeah.
You know what it is? A lot of people, especially in that early 20s post-grad age bracket, they're scared of failing. They just think everything has to be perfect. They have to find the perfect job. They have to just have everything put together. But really, embrace failure, because failure means that you will never make that mistake again, first of all. Second of all, it will be actually a redirection to the right path. And even though failure makes it feel like, you know, you're going down a whole dark hole and you're messing up, it's sucky in the moment, but really it's bringing you to the right path and what you're actually meant to do.
Look, your 20s are all about, like you said, redirection. That's all it's about. You are not going to enter your 20s thinking that your 20s are going to look one way and you're going to live it out that one way. It never happens. It doesn't happen to anybody. If you think your 20s are going to be perfect, I'm here to tell you, it's not. Okay? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to change every day, every week. You are just going to go where life takes you. There are going to be things that you just pique interest in, and you just have to let it take over you. Mm-hmm. You just have to follow where life takes you. Mm-hmm. Make the most out of it. Make the best out of it. You are going to make mistakes. It is normal, but more than it being the biggest teacher, it's like there is no way to learn about something. Like, yeah, you could read about how to not make a mistake, but it's like the best way to learn about it. And I know making a mistake in your 20s feels like it really sucks. You know, you spend a lot, like you're now financially independent, whatever it is. But like, I promise you, it is like meant to happen, and it will make the rest of your 20s better.
All right. Let's finish it off with a long one and a good one where we don't even it's mic drop after this one. All right.
Okay.
So our good friend Radia wrote a long banger, you know, we got to say it out loud. I think people feel so much pressure to get their life figured out the second you graduate, but we forget it's the first time we're experiencing life outside of continuous years of schooling and an environment that was structured for us to learn and make connections. A big thing I had to figure out is what kind of environment I wanted to make for myself that works for me, and ways in which I felt comfortable connecting with others and simply feeling things out as I go. Also remembering I should take my time with seeking what's right for me rather than feeling obliged to take the first opportunity that comes my way, hating it, and having that dictate the rest of my career path.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Radia did not come to play.
Radia, be my, you know, like, just like my motivator.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hire her to just, like, tell me nice things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Good.
Good one. If you're a graduate, congratulations. You
congratulations.
Did it. And there's more to life now.
Yeah, I feel like there's, like, still so much. I feel like we tried to pack in so much in this episode, but, like, everything we talked about is literally just, like, its own thing. That
but I think we have an episode
have so
on
much more to say.
Post-grad blues, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, shout out to that. If we, you know, left a lot of things unanswered, refer to that. I'm pretty sure we talked a lot more because that's like right after I graduated, and that's like when I was going through it.
Fresh.
So you will hear like you get like firsthand experience of somebody that's like not doing anything with their life.
Yeah. You okay? So if they got to this point in the episode, they should comment the paperclip emoji.
What?
On our Friday post, comment the paperclip emoji.
Can you tell me why?
Just because paperclip is like very like, you know, graduate, like graduate.
Because y'all got hold it together.
Right. Right. All right, you got any tenting advice?
I was going to say, from the grocery store, there's a lot of products that you can buy the like lesser sugar version of, and honestly a lot of the time they taste a lot better, like the 10% sugar fruit punch, the 10% lemonade, like sugar lemonade, in my humble opinion, the light versions taste a lot better than these full sugar, because they just taste like sugar. Look, right. I just bought like a zero sugar lemonade. That's just schmacks. It hits. I drink half the whole.
So is that really good at the end of the day if you're drinking half of it?
Yes, because literally like in the whole thing, it's in the whole 2-liter bottle, it's 100 calories. Whereas in the full sugar, goddamn one cup is 200 calories. So yes, it's better.
So mine is, you know, if you're not feeling the best about yourself physically, mentally, maybe it's just time for a change. You know, mine is getting a haircut. Maybe it's getting a little, you know, dippity-doo tooth gem. It can be anything, you know, just get that thing that you've been wanting to get, but you just don't think it's okay.
And
it might make you feel better. Yeah.
Better. We love to feel better.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to our episode on Difficult-ish. Please make sure to leave a 5-star rating if you love us. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram at Difficult-ish and our podcast TikTok at Difficult-ish Podcast. Our individual Instagrams, if you'd like, at Mashun Munir and Labyrinth Ave. But we love you guys, and we will see you next
Congratulations,
week.
Graduates.
Congrats. Allah Hafiz.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.